God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 108. Come on, Norman Hutchins. Help us get started here today. Come on now. To the world. That's what we're praying for today. Amen. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. If you have your souls, can you join with me and turn it to Matthew chapter 24? And let's look at verses 4 through 8. And it reads as follows. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. God's blessed word for his people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it, sorrow is not the end. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. Now, Father, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. And then, Lord, that I ask that you will allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase so that we all, including myself, may hear what thus said the Lord. Father, we're calling the victory in your word already in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorrow is not the end. As we open our scene here, Jesus is telling his disciples of a time when the temple should be thrown down. His disciples would like to know when this should take place. The word tells us in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 5, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Note that Jesus speaks of a time to come. Speaking of things to come, and to us, we know this as prophecy. And usually with prophecy, there would be a prophet that would be foretelling and forthtelling prophecies. And this means that they would speak of something dealing with local and future situations at the same time. If the local event did not come to pass, then that prophet would be stoned to death. It appears that over a quarter of the Bible is prophetic in nature. Over half of biblical prophecy has already been fulfilled, and one-fifth of the content of Scripture was predictive when written. Many of that has been fulfilled. So what we have today is fulfilled prophecy and unfulfilled prophecy. These words of Jesus allow us to get a sense of things to come right before his return. Jesus first warns of deception. He says, take heed that no man deceive you. He warns that others may come claiming to be him. Now, my numbers might be a little bit off, but I've been told within the last 50 years, more than 1,000 persons have claimed to be Christ. And I wonder, when churches teach, follow their way instead of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what are they claiming? And some may be ignorantly doing so, but that only gives us more of a reason to study the word of God for ourselves. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:4, for if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, who we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or any gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well be with him. Why bear deception? If you don't stand for Jesus, you'll fall for anything. Note that he goes on from deception to divisions. Sounds like part of 2023. Matthew 24:6, and ye should hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Then he speaks about nations against nations. Some, while reading, will get to this part and immediately head to the end of times. I'm not suggesting that wars and rumors of wars are not related to end times, but it's not the end times. Remember, prophets were foretelling and forthtelling. And Jesus' point seems to be that there always has been war. And until he established peace in the millennium kingdom, there will always be wars. Therefore, these are just signs that the end times are nearer. Note the last part of Matthew 24:7-7b. Notice how it says, and there should be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilence could be a deadly and overwhelming disease that affects an entire community, just as COVID did. Now, along with the effects of climate change, you can imagine why people are thinking end of days. True that Jesus spoke of deception, division, and even disasters. And he even said in Matthew 24:8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. I like when Paul said in 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrows work of repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrows of the world worketh death. Maybe Jesus is trying to get us to repent from our hearts honestly before it's too late. Note that Jesus says that all these are the beginning of sorrows. Sorrows is not the end. Note this prophecy in Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So maybe Jesus awaits the fulfillment of this prophecy. Maybe he wakes for that last person to hear about his plan of salvation. I note that in Revelation 20, it speaks the final war is of unbelieving nations motivated by the devil will come against the church. No matter what wars or rumors of wars are going on today, our mission remains the same. We may recall Jesus' last command over there in Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. By doing this great commission, the word spreads. So Matthew 24:14 tells us when the word has been heard by all, the end will come. We are getting the word to the rest of the world in record time. Look at how fast social media and the web can get the word out over all the world. If you feel saved and wonder why you are still here and not resting in glory, maybe it's because God has something for you to do. Your mission may be to inspire one person, and that one person may be the one to change this whole world. We are to share the glory of his promise of returning and receiving those that are his own. Before he was crucified at Calvary, before he was nailed to that cross, before he shed his blood for our sins, I'm saying before he gave up the ghost, and before he was buried in that borrowed tomb, and even before he rose on that third day, he told us over there in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And then Jesus went on to tell Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house, to my Father's house, there be no crying there, no crying there, there be no dying there, no dying there. I'm talking about in my Father's house. If you want to come to my Father's house, you must accept Jesus Christ. And if you have never done that, or if you're not sure, come on and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. The word says, if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Our prayer to each other is to remember the Great Commission, and let us keep each other in prayer and pray for those all around this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I always say, keep each other in prayer, and until we meet again, amen. Happy holidays.